I just want to finish off everything, make this, finalize everything today. People are asking me questions in the middle of Seder. I decided, if I was going to talk in the middle of Seder, by the time I got this year, I'd be finished. If I saw, as though everyone, so I'd be able to say the shit. I hope I'll be able to say the shit. Zohar Kelim Rosh Hashanah. We have Zohar Tinuch Rosh Hashanah. Amen. And it's one Hemshech. Then we have the Sugya Bosameh. The Gemara in Zion Amid Beis compares Rashi, those who take for granted that Rabba is of the opinion Bosame Korasi. And therefore they have a command, that's Rabba. Rabba had a suffix, Bosame Korabosa Tavamon. Now one group of Rishonim say, all the Gemara women says, Kotzame Naomi Nay, but it says you can't prove anything. Therefore, how do they pass him? Some say it's a sveika. Some say it's a sveika de dina. Some say we pass him like a rabbi. They interpret the whole city here. Rabba, Bosame Karasa. Okay. The problem then begins with the riff. Begins with the riff. That the Rif says, the Rif Paskins, Rabba, yeah, and there, and he passed him to cause Omine Omine. How to deal with that? What that means. And he pushed it into the wall. Okay. The Rambam and the Rashba, in order to defend the Rif, have to redefine what Tzraus is. The simple way of learning, the Gemara says Kocho is Tzraus. Okay. It's Tzraus Kocho. Or Kocho is one example of Tzraus. That's the problem. Well, it's one example. The Rashba has his definition of Tzraus, that if you don't touch the Keli, if you don't touch the Dova HaNizok, Rab says if Maisa A causes Maisa B. And that enables them now. What is the case of causing the Amunet? The Rambam says, as the Magen Mishnah points out, he agrees that he pushed the Keli. For which, that's, which we conclude the Rambam Patsin is supposed to make Kota. Pushed the Keli, went into the wall. Pushed the Keli, went into the wall. It is not Tzraus. the way, and therefore we put away the parsha that more of that's made korah. Okay. Now, Ramban is the only one who flips everything around. Says Rav is Basatova Monasi. And Ramban is very clear. Ramban is very clear. That it is all one sugya. Ritzicha and Mazik, it's all one sugya. Now, what is the sugya about Ritzicha? Yikara asura b'nei Adam b'asura makos. Name the b'asachas, name the zachas, the kuram p'tuah. Uram shah omen b'zachas, the ha'achman chaya. Ne shakir v'nisasa. Okay. So Rashi says, why? That means, and there are two ways of understanding the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira and the Rabbanan. The Rambam says as follows. So the Gemara Sanhedrin says, the Gemara Sanhedrin. Still has. The Gemara Sanhedrin says like this. Mikol asur b'nei Adam, asur makul meis bein b'basachas bein b'zachas zepturim. The reason I'm saying Roman b'zachas zevachu chayim neshkir mesos. Amr Reb Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan is now giving pshat in Machlokes and Rabbi Yochanan between the Rambam Seira and Rabbanan. The Vashna of a Pasuk. Okay. Omer Rava. That's Rava. Hakom Maudim Bahoriga Set Trefer Shehu Potter. Begoz b'dei shemayim shu chayef. Le'el begoz b'dei odom. Ma'amed dami le'etreif, ma'amed dami le'goz b'dei shemayim. Okay, this is what the... Now, is Rava arguing with Rabbi Yochanan? He's been Moses and Rabbi Yochanan. What's he doing? To understand that, now, you take a look in the Yad Ramah in Sanhedrin. He has two pshatim. He says a very simple pshat. That's been basically been the pshat that I've been saying the entire time. Now, Horega said Trefa. A Trefa, the Gabi, certain halachas has a din of what we call a Garva Katila. Garva Katila means, the Gabi in Yonei Ritzicha, Gabi, certain halachas a din of a mace. And certainly Gabi Ritzicha. It doesn't mean he's not Chayiv Mitzvah, his wife's still an Eshesush. He's. Okay, there's one wild shita in Rishonim in Achronim. It's a wild shita. She legabe ritzich is a mesim motul hargo. No one pays attention to that. Okay, it's a wild shita. No, in the internet you'll find someone passing that way. Okay, well, internet Judaism. Okay, so is it? What's called the Garva Ketila? The Trefa has the din of God. Now we said, no. What is Garva Ketila? Vada Yomos. Says Tosis. Rambam says also Vada Yomos. In a slightly different way. Okay. Now. It's a makir shavad ayom. It's not a machal shavad ayom. So says the Yad Ramah like this. The Gemara says, okay. The Gemara says like this. My time of Amadamila goes to Dei Shemayim, goes Abed Ben Maisa. Nothing was done. Hayas Abed Ben Maisa. My Damila goes to Dei Shemayim, my time of Amadamila Treif, and Mechat Chisimonim. Hello, Mechat Chisimonim. What does that mean? Says Yad Ramah. When one took mitzas chayim and one took mitzas chayim, means two participated in the ritzich. Okay. You're showing him the Nasi Gosis, Mikoa Hamaka, Wa Achron, Rikiri Sos, Rabbonim and Damele the Trefel. You will hochem establish Midrash Nefesh Kulo, Nefesh. That you have to take the entire. What does it mean? It's not a question, is either one a Gabri Tila? Trefel, since Al Pidin, he's considered a Gabri Ritzich, a mess. You didn't take anything. Okay. Take the entire nefesh. Go to the Shemai. One says you have to take the entire nefesh. What's that part? And not that there's any machlokas between Rava and Rabbi Yochanan. It's only a question: is kol nefesh or mitzas nefesh? If it's mitzas nefesh, so then it's who is the one? Then achron chayev. They all agree that not you can't have 10. Do I need a separate gzeirah katzav for that? So Mishnah said yes. Okay. Now, so basically, there's a machlokas, 10 people. There are different maisim. Now the question is as follows. There's another machlokas going on here between the Rambam and the Rashba. It goes like this. When the Rambam calls this halacha, Rashi Rabban Perek Dalet Halacha Vav. He called Atzar b'nei Adam be'esa matlos u'meis. Ben shbi kohu b'zachazah kohu kulon kachas p'turim misas best. Shneva kol nefesh Adam. Ad shiye echot shehora kol ha'nefesh. Rabbat Pasa, the Rabbonin. Kol ha'nefesh. Adim ha'duchofa u'shnayim koshu u'shnayim u'toch ha'mayim. two people did one maisa together. What?
According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, why are the little people popular?
We'll get there. My voice lasts. Excellent kash. I'll show you Rabim Yoshim Yotzachetz Meneim. We together. If you take a look here in the Osameach, that's an excellent diyuk from the Rashba, Daphne Gimel Amud Beis. Rashba disagrees with one part of this. That lets the Rashba says, let's say it's a heavy stick and two people together bang with it. So then they're both chayav. Not one person has to do everything. One maisa has to do everything. Questions in people or in maisa. Difference between the Rashba, the Rambam is clear. One person has to do everything. One person has to do something. Excellent question. So 10 people did something. Now, so let's begin with the Ramban. Well, it says, what is Meikara? And what is Basitavamana? Meikara means that when I do a Maisa, I define the Maisa that I did in terms of what are all the inevitable consequences of the mice? That's it. If I throw a keli down, so that what is my mice breaking it on the floor? That's an inevitable concept of throwing it down. That's my mice. So Zorak keli merosh agag. What is the definition? Included in my maisa are all the inevitable consequences of that maisa. And the inevitable consequences, I broke the keli. So saying I broke the keli, and what comes afterwards is breaking a broken keli. What is Basatova Mona Aslina? No. I broke the keli. I dropped it, and gravity, and the inevitable consequences, and there are a number of different maisim happening. One is Ayide Gufo, one is Ayide Kocho. That is why a number of people ask me the question, if the animal kicked the keli and it went flying into the wall. So then, if I define Sroros by Kocho, so the animal did one maisa and Kocho did the second part of the maisa. And therefore, Sroros is defined as that which is not done totally by Gufo. And here it's they're two separate things. This kocho and gufo. Okay. Tova mona. Okay. That's how the Ramban understands it. Therefore, the comparison he calls Sora Bnei Adam is an exact comparison. According to the Mando, what's the Tova mona Aslina? So what is it? I drop a keli. Someone smashes the keli. So it's a joint maisa hezek of two people together. Okay. Basa tava mona azlina. I drop the pinuk mirosh hagag, and someone kills it on the way down. a joint mice of a tzich of two people. Very, very simple. Now, what is the vow? So that means the mice and hezek has begun and not finished yet. What is a mice of a tzich has been not begun and not finished? What is the, how do I value an object where Maisa Hezek has been done, but Maisa Utsicha has not finished yet? I evaluate it how? So the Gemara says if the Menizik has no value, so apparently the Keli has no value. That is how the Ramban just very smoothly goes through the Sukkah. And there's no difference between Ritzicha. Both require, but according to the Mandoma Meikara, dropping this Tinek Mirosh HaGag and the inevitable consequences, Tinek will die. So then, what have I done? That is a Maisa Ritzicha. Maisa Ritzicha. And therefore, and it's a full, complete Maisa Ritzicha. I'm responsible for the inevitable consequences. Of that Maaseh Ritzicha. It's a full Maaseh Ritzicha. And according to Mother Bosa Tavaman, step one of a Maaseh Ritzicha. Another Ramban, it's a Maisa Mazik, Maisa Ritzicha. How I view my Maisa. Okay. Ramban is very clear on the topic. And that's how he proves it's not, as I first suggested, how much you're willing to pay for it. No. Because the Ramban then wouldn't be, the whole thing doesn't fit with the Ramban. The Ramban is very clear. I'm not doing Ritzicha. Okay, now, that is how the Rambam view the entire thing. But the Rambam doesn't have that luxury. Because the Rambam agrees with the Rashba and redefines what's Rosh. And the Rashba did not have the gears of Minei Minei that he pushed it into the wall. Rambam agreed with the Rashi, didn't push it into the wall. So the Rambam says, Meikara. People ask me how I know the Rambam says Meikara from there, but he agrees with the Rashi. So therefore I can't, so how does, so basically, it's the simple pshat in the Rambam is a very simple pshat. Because Rambam's talking about two things. We don't know exactly. I'm taking a big assumption. Yeah. The big assumption I say is Rambam Paskin's like Rambam. And in Rabbah's Meikara, as Rashi says, everyone except the Rambam says. And Zorah Kelim and Rabbah equates within Rabbah. Rabbah equates Ritzicha and Mazik. Now that's a big step. The Ramban says, maybe you'll question my step of making that equation. He says, no, I'll prove to you in the sugya. In addition, I said, logically itself. Okay. The way I explain what I believe is Ramban's logic. Okay. The Ramban certainly has to interpret Rabbah that he's working Meikara and making it then totally, and the Hemshech of the Sugi wouldn't be hit, it's one. The problem we have in the Rambam, he never tells us what the halacha would be, is Zorak Tinoch Mirosh HaGag. Now, what does the Rambam do here? The Rambam again is tied in with the Rif. Tosis tells us that Tosis tells us that the Riftin and Paskin like Rabba and Hayutach of Karbal Ksosis. Why not? Because Rif says we Paskin against Rabba in Garmi, and this is a case of Garmi. Tosis says not Garmi. Okay, so that's a separate issue, defining what Garmi is. Garmi, according to the Rambam, very clear, is a maisa that causes hefsed mamon. Vadai, it has to be vadai hefsed mamon of existing mamon, not a potential mamon. I gave example, Sorv Shtarosav Shechavero. Kila Kerem, he misyayish for me. Now, you have, it has to be something actual that's being lost. That's what forced Ruchaim on the assumption that according to the Rambam, locking someone in a room, if you don't touch him, there's no nothing real that's lost. What's being lost in 8 hours, he can't pick up a paycheck. But it's destroying potential, but not real. There's nothing real being lost. The Rambam doesn't have, that's Mavata Kis Shuchavir, the Rambam says it's a grama. And I said, we get to that when we come to Ramah Garmi. Zor Keli Mirosh Agag. Zor Keli Mirosh Agag. Or Yutat of Karamuk Sosos. So, Rambam says, basically, they're both chayef. If the two say, neither is the Bala Keli, so they go 50-50. If one is the Bala Keli, the other one, it's 100-0. And Reb Chaim explains that. It's a joint maisa mafik by two people, two separate maisa, which are not independently maisa mafik, combined to become a maisa mafik. Dropping the Keli off the roof is not a maisa mafik at all. Because it's the taft of karam uksosos. Pulling the, what do you call it, away, the pillows away, not a maisa mazik. It causes mazik, but it's not a maisa mazik. I didn't do anything to the caving. I take both maisa together, they combine to be a maisa mazik. And that's going to be. And if two people combine together to do a maisa mazik, so then that is garmi. Each one by himself didn't do it. Okay. Rambam interprets karam uksos. And the Rambam there again is against Tosfos. Tosfos has his own definition that this wouldn't fit. Oh, garmi. So. Okay. Rama ben Azakim. O Patel Kule Alma. Okay. Now, so, according to the Rambam, you just flip things around. If you make one assumption of the Rambam, then I understand the entire suit according to the Rambam, which is what? Zor Keli Mirosh Agag. According to Meikara, what does that mean? I say Meikara, it means it is already a Maisa Hezek, but not the complete Maisa. Whatever the Ramban would say, Vasatavamana, the Rambam flips it around. Ramban couldn't do that because the Ramban didn't redefine Tzroros. Therefore, because he couldn't do that. The Rambam redefined Tzroros in order to be able to work with it. And therefore, So, and then everything follows just with the sukkah. Whatever the Ramban says, in Bazetov Amar, Ramban says it doesn't make her no big deal, and he's not going to. Okay, that is a simple way of going through the Ramban. There's something in addition. Let me just read the Rambam inside. Zora Kele Merosh Hagag. Rambam writes, let's begin praying. Zayin Aloch Zayin Kol HaGorim L'Hatzik Mo'am Chavero Chayav L'Shalom Nezak Sholem and Ayofish Menachosim Kishar HaMazikim. It has to be a matzik momom. That is something real that is being destroyed. That's why, if it's something real that's being destroyed, in order to be chayav for gamri, locking someone in a room is nothing real. There's nothing being destroyed. There's nothing there yet. He hasn't worked. If he didn't show up for work, there's nothing. There's what is happening. I'm preventing him from getting something in the future. That is not something real that's being destroyed. I'm destroying the shibud he has. And what is his example? Uba Acher. That's what he says in what is the case. So Keli Shalo. But what about Keli Shal Acher? If you take a look in the Magen Mishnah, he says, Hazor keli shel chaveru meroi shagag al gavre karam uksos shel balakel. Kodam balakeli v'hesa kerem hazor chayv shesikos hu agorim arisha. Vim kodam achi v'tzulkan shneim chayav. Sounds very clear. Very clearly he's defining. Okay, now. But then, that's halacha yud beis. Hazor keli meroi shagag lo aretz. Lo hayu tacht of kelim. Kodam Acher v'Shibru b'Makel, v'Ave Kodam Shagi l'Oretz. Now, why? Because again, a Maase Hezek of two people. Maase Hezek of two people should be Chaya. Shalosh, why? Kilo Shesoful Yishov v'Miyad b'Vaday. Now, how do we interpret this Miyad Miyad b'Vaday? Let's say I do the following thing. You just bought a new pet dog and it's barking at night and I don't like it. So I get your pet dog and I drop it off the roof and he breaks whatever he breaks. It's going to take him a while to die. Would that be included what the Rambam says? Rambam's talking Shesofa Lishova Miyad Bavadai. It'll happen immediately, definitely. Now, if you take the Rambam absolutely literally, so the Rambam is telling us a very important thing. That why do I say Meikara Aslina? Because there's a dev. This we're talking Meikara. Why is everything included in the original dropping the Keli? And the Rambam doesn't say the Zorek is Chayav. The Magid Mishnah says, according to the Rambam, the Zorek is Chayav. So if you take the Rambam absolutely literally, saying very simple. When do you incorporate, when do you say that it's a mice and mazik already? And not everything depends on developments afterwards. It's a vada immediate consequence. We'll get to that issue in a second. He says, okay, it's a mice and mazik. It's a mice, but it's happened by two people. Because who ended up breaking the keli? The other guy ended up breaking the keli. So two people. So it's a makar oksosos. So the way I understand it, Shane's a gorim. Rambam says, don't say it. Why is the second guy not chayev? Because it's a worthless keli. So you go back to the first. That's the way I understand it. Now, there are various other pshatim in how to explain this, Rambam. Gorim. Say, Birkei Shmuel has a whole bunch in topic. The reason I didn't, I find that, see, there's a side issue happening here. Side issue happening here. There's a concept called Avudim Imenu Mikol Adam. Avudim Imenu Mikol Adam says, let's say I have property that's in a situation that is absolutely lost. And at this point, nothing can happen. Nothing can happen. Nothing can save it, nothing can do it, it's gone. I have my property. Comes a tornado, takes my house, and blows all my property within a 20-mile radius. It's floating all over the place. One mattress is here, the table is over there, the forks and knives in the kitchen are over there, it's all over the place. It's Avudim Imenu Mikol Adam. The Gemara says, Shatfano, a tidal wave came and swept everything out to sea, and then something swept it back to a different place. It is Hefka. Those of you who learned Shulchan HaKan last year learned something became wild, you can't control it. Okay. So, the question is, so, well, you drop it. It is Bavadai, Mishova Miyad Bavadai. Why it is not Avudim Imenu Mikol Adam. So the Gabbai, it's a kashin, the Gemara, it's a kashin, okay. On the Gemara, the Nesiva says, we're dealing only in a case someone could have saved it. To find teretz for the Gemara, I find it very difficult to put into the Rambam. Rambam says, what does bavadai mean? Unless someone saves it. Okay. Not, could be. I'm not saying not. I just find it very difficult. Bishkarov has his talents. Yes. Okay. Miyad bavadai seems to be. That means he could have not taken it as literally, maybe not as literal, or taking it literally. Okay. But Bankach or Bankach, I have a mice and mazik of two people together. Mice and mazik, I should be machaya both, either 50-50, depending on the Baal Keli is, etc. But the reason I'm not is the second guy, the time he got to it, it was valueless. Okay, and the Rambam band up very. Rambam is just the flip side of the reading the Rambam Meikara into what the Rambam's most of okay, now, there is just to finish off the sugya, the toast of the Sanhedrin. Yes. Goes like this. That means exact same thing. I did in my, if I assume that the Rambam is reading the Sugya straight, I don't know how the Rambam wrote, but let's go on that assumption. Make an assumption as a Sugya. For some reason, the Rambam felt he didn't have to quote it, maybe, because he gave all these different examples of Vipassans like Rabbonin, and he gave so many different examples, he didn't need a different example, very possibly. Just as follows. I did a Maisa Ritzicha, and the other person did a Maisa Ritzicha. So it was a Maisa Ritzicha of Zeach and Zeach that contributed to the person's death. Rabbonin St. Potter. We remember services of the Achron. We have to get now to River for Widow's Kasha. We'll get to that in a second. You see the Tosis. Okay. Tosis Sanhedrin comes up with a bunch of Kashas. Tosis Sanhedrin has a very amazing Kasha. He says, when we talk about the word goseis, is the person will definitely die, or in a situation that rove goseis in lamisa? He says, rove goseis in lamisa. He says, okay, for those of you who may have learned chulin last year, okay, everyone except one in the room, we learned chulin last year, we go after Rove and Dinei Nefashis. Right? Learn it from Mako Vivimo, Moshumos. Okay, so he says, if I make someone to a Goseis, so I should go after Rove and be able to kill this person while the victim is still alive. Comes along Tosis and telling us a wild idea. I'm Chayiv Misa from Maisa Ritzicha, independent whether he's alive or dead. See if the role plays out. No. He did a Maisa Ritzicha, people will die, so it's Maisa Ritzicha. Okay. He's still alive, breathing, doing mitzvahs, doing everything. Incredible cash in Tosis. Come along Tosis and says, no, there's a separate Zeres HaKosu. It tells us here you don't go after Rov. What is Yerasa Kosov? Achim Yomi Omaim Namo. Chov Shinoso. That let's say you make someone to a Goseis. You put the guy in jail to see if the victim's going to die. Apparently, you don't go after Rov. Let me just read you what Tosis says, and then we'll get back to God's Bleyodim. Tema, also Shasohu Goseis, the first person who made him into a Goseis, Amai Potter. Here we're getting into Rabbi Rafael Widow's Kasha. I said, we'll get there. Huh? Rov goes to Mamisa. Vamri and Bresh Ben Sarom are the whole thing been in the forces. Achar Rov. We learned that in Cholin as well. Vamaka Chavei Ramdu Lamisa. Umeis. We go, Nechayev. Nami Omer Lamisa. Shalom Bar Kevin Shehikila Olav HaTorah Shechov Shinos. Vamri and Besoma. Vamri and Ramdu Lamisa. Ein Hargum Rov calls Man Shuchai. That without just a totally incredible idea. That without the second Zeres HaKotzev, the guy's still alive, walking around the street. But no, you're going to kill him right away. Okay. And your separate Zeres HaKotzev, tell me not. Okay. Avo the Ruba Mice, Hilka Kevin Shabo Achavo Hargo Potor. Potor. Mateda. Ashken goes says bidei shemayim the nachshav kachay l'chayev hasahargo. Forgot the rov goes in lamisa. He'll call engle tomorrow, but goes in the adam in nachshav no kachay lift on mishasohu goes. Okay, mamadam el trefa. Aval gav the kroy kodarshi. Yitzchle lani tani. Ha'orig etz treifa poto. Why? Afilu amando ama treifa chaya. The sofo shenyomos v'chavala zu. So now Tosa seems to be saying a very interesting thing. What is a treifa? What is the difference between goseis and a treifa? If I read Tosa just straight, then one is vadai and one is sofik rov. Hakor asur b'neinu. Each one is kedei lahomas. Kedei lahomas has a potential for killing him. But let's say I didn't do that. What about I dropped this tinok not off the first floor, go to the top of the Empire State Building, 100 flights, boom. It's not rov lamisa. Would that be a machlokas between Rabbi Yom Sarah and the Rabbanan or not? Tosis is talking about when I did an actual wound to somebody. I did an actual wound to somebody, and there's a difference between Vada Yomos from the wound or Rov Yomos from the wound. And the role of Yomus in our womb is, if someone finishes it off, you never know. Tosa says explicitly, the earlier people were Rotzchim or not Rotzchim. The last person you know, definitely. That's how Tosa would have dealt with Rabbi Widow's Kasha.
Tosa doesn't understand the difference that Chef is Dafka Maka and Nimisa Bavada and not Choyle and Nimis Bavada.
Okay, I know. I'm the Gechola. So now, I said, I'm not, what about, I said, this is a we're talking only case of a maka, and a maka. Okay. When we talk about goseis bidei odom, hakiko asur bnei odom, the more it compares it to goseis bidei odom, maka. He's, no, what would be in the case of a holy vada yomos?
Aloha of graces. The concept of graces is a general concept which includes choili and which is contrast to maka. And the Tosis equates Treifa of Adam and Behema.
Treifa of Adam is as follows. Goes as follows. What about a Treifa of Adam is a maka that will definitely kill him? I do a maka to someone that will definitely kill him. Tosis, the pashtus, is a difference between a maka that will definitely kill him and a choli that will definitely kill him. Now, let's say a person has a malignancy spread through his entire body. Doctors give up. There's nothing I can do. You can't say there's a marker where they'll definitely kill him. Oh, no marker. But the malignancy is just spreading through his entire system. Let's say something else. You inject someone with a poison. It takes a poison, but it's a poison. There's no refuel for that poison. And it takes the poison a day or two till it kills the person. Not a maka. Is he a treifa or not? A maka. The question is, why is it? So? If I understand Tosis, Lufianiya's Daiti, if the first maka will vada kill him, and you come with a second maka, your maka is a treifa. But not necessarily every vada yomos do I say that. It's only that if I kill him, it's only someone who had Mach A and then I knew Mach B, then I say, if Mach A and then there's a Mach B, and A will definitely kill him, then I cannot be mechayim for Makkah B. But if Makkah A, according to Tosas, I'll be Rov will kill him. And the fact that each of these 10 people hitting him is Makkah de Lahomas doesn't mean he'll definitely die. Maybe yes, maybe no. It has a Makkah de Lahomas means it has a potential for killing. But if it's a Vada killing, That's what Tosas says.
According to Tosas, for a Makam and Miso to be a Treifa, it doesn't need to be one of the Yudchas Treifas. Any Makam and Miso?
No. That is a very complex issue in Tosas. Here he says, here he's very clear, Mando, that he gets into how Tosas understands the Rambam's question. Potential Tosas says is one of the Yurchas Treifas. How he deals with all the Rambam's issues, I have no idea. I don't know. The Rambam raised a quite very simple, and you don't have to be a doctor to raise those. Okay, the story of the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi was a young man. His first marriage didn't go well. And he was about to divorce his wife. He had to divorce his wife. He's writing, and he had all sorts of chumras what to do in writing that get. The dayan was an old, experienced dayan. Looks at this young guy and says, "You're crazy." So Beis Halevi turns to him and says, "If you don't agree with me, I'll give you a whole lundus why you're puzzled to be a dayan anymore. Forget." Okay. So he says, "What's the lundus?" So the guy looks at him. The guy was an experienced dayan. Last year he had a pneumonia. And he went through why he has a din of a treifa now. A treifa is posel lahayin and dinay nefashis. And someone who's posel lahayin and dinay nefashis can't be dying and dinay nefashis. And being masader get, you're dying and nefashis. So therefore, because of your pneumonia last year, the guy jumps up. He says, Masada get, then I'll tell you what's wrong. My love, that's way hard question. He did everything the Beis Halevi wanted. Masada the get. Okay. How Tosas deals with the Rambam problem, I simply don't know. I don't know. Tosas seems to be saying that a treifin zavada yomus, a goal says, is Rov Gosis and Lamisa.
But we're assuming that basically by a hakor of a Sarab Neodon, such a type of a hakor, if it's a Vada Meis, it's making him into a trade.
No. That's the only way I can understand the Shakavatari and Tosis. That's the only way I understand. And Tosis doesn't seem to entertain the. He says, there's Golsesh, there's Trefer, Trefer's Valiyamas, Golsesh, Rov also, we don't rely on the Rov, etc. And I was looking at all the other versions of Balei Tosas here, and I didn't see that. Anyone disagreed, I'll continue trying to check. But that's the simple way I read Tosas. And then, That would be the solution to the question posed by Rabbi Rafael Widow. I believe one of countless. Something else I thought in the beginning, because the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, Ki Rav Misoso. What does that mean? That means the guy would have died in an hour, and I gave the final blow. So I was definitely killed the last hour of his life. And I'm the one who did that. And not that he's the Vade Horeg. I got rid of the last 10 minutes of his life, last hour of his life, last 10 seconds of his life, whatever difference. Maybe. Because it says kirev. What is the word kirev myself from? Okay, this is the way the sugya seems to me. You know, the problem of vudum in menem kolorum. I know from my Rebbe Zichron Levroch, I heard one version of what Reb Chaim said, Reb Baruch Be'er. That's a different version of what Reb Chaim said. I just know what I heard. Not a problem. That once my Rebbe Zichron Levroch was standing with my grandfather together with Reb Chaim. Last time in Minsk, Reb Chaim says, Kasha and Old Teretz. Okay. Baruch Be has different tools than Reb Chaim. Not a steer. Reb Chaim once gave a Teretz and changed his mind, maybe. I'm not going into that. All the different stodim I have, all the different pshatim I have my very big hesitation in all of them, so I'm not going into it. Okay. Mirtz Assembly Netter. I pushed myself this week, even though I'm pretty sick. So. Tomorrow I'm taking a vacation, and we'll just continue. We'll continue with the Gemara, right? And then the next big sugya we go into is the sugya of Krak Susi. That we have to see the whole Gemara Achova on that. I tell someone he mazik my property, punch me in the face, whatever, and then I sue him for it. And I do what I come to. Okay. That's a shambling. That's something.